week solidarity Bricky team listener when the Minister for Pollution, Chris Bowen, to Capital, and the Minister for Exhaust Pipes, Catherine Kink Smog, bowed to Capital, announcing they were watering down the emission standards they so proudly boasted just a couple of weeks ago. Before the vehicle industry and the caring business class and hayseed and sheepshed coalition got stuck into them, announced surrounded by executives of the big vehicle companies and the motor industry, Chris picking up the "That was a totally unnecessary comment of the week" award with "The vehicle manufacturers and the motor industry support our changes." Go on, we bet they do. They probably wrote them. And Chris and Catherine also picked up the "Courage under fire, don't buckle at the knees, don't go to water" award of the week, while the week that was snapped up the "Mixed Metaphor Award" award. Could someone remind big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the team that the caring business class lot, Constable Duffer's lot, did not win the last election? Just to highlight the sheer common sense of consulting the big four global financial behemoths over any proposed changes to tax law, as revealed in the PwC for Pricks with Confidentiality scandal, there's this case convoluting its way through the New South Wales Supreme Court with a client of EY for Extract Yours suing the global giant over a tax evasion scheme that failed. For a tax scheme that allowed the client to meet its legal tax obligations, which turned out to be illegal, and the client family was forced to fork out millions over and above the heaps it paid for the advice. There, a client trying to minimise its taxes, to put it kindly, is suing over the scheme being sprung. When I say convoluted, the client is suing EY and also suing the advisor it dealt with, and EY is suing the advisor, and the advisor is, well, basically everyone suing everyone else. When thieves fall out. Sorry, when those seeking to meet their legal tax obligations fall out. The point being, why keep consulting the big four on proposed tax changes when their business is involved in advising clients how not to pay any? It's like consulting the Armed Robbers and Murderers Union when you want to make changes to armed robbery and murder laws, other than they're probably more honourable than the big four. In the mind boggles department, an opinion writer in the Financial Times opining on how US of the UN of the US of the world big supremo Joe a Biden capital can win the election under the headline, "A Biden capital must promise a more conservative second term." Huh? Is it possible? Given the obvious implication, pity he didn't tell us what Joe has done that is not conservative. Radical Joe must become more conservative than conservative. It's hard to imagine him being more conservative, save his opponent almost makes him look radical. Joe a Biden capital, more conservative? The mind boggles. Now, hands up. No cheating. Did anyone seriously think the government would terminate the crook casino's license to run a private mint? After all the years of mass criminality unearthed to prove the crooks at the crook casino were just doing what casinos are designed to do. I'm sure His Honour would agree that that's that His Honour who extended the jail term for the two Extinction Rebellion arch criminals who held up traffic. The crooks just hold up the punters, the customers. Millions that are on a then his her most gracious majesty con mission, mass criminality exposed, and in that case, not one person has seen the inside of a cell. As we iterated last week, the law is not an ass. On such matters, with radical protesters running riot objecting to things that have nothing to do with them, like mass slaughter and destruction, like the frying of the destruction of the planet, and with neo-Nazi thugs increasingly looking for confrontation, the forces of law and order want the right to give or not give permits for protests. Tough one, this. To whom do we think they'd hand a permit, and who do we think might have a bit of trouble getting a permit? Another tough one. Can we spot the difference in emphasis and intent? The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin has been running a campaign over a Wall Street Journal journalist who has been detained for a year by Russia for espionage. Celebrities, sports people, all supporting Lord Rupert's defence of freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Wednesday, our Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, and former big supremo Tiny a bit more for the bosses, bearing their glaring political differences, defending Lord Rupert's freedoms. Yet same day, way back down the bottom of page 11, four paragraphs covering the latest Keep Julian Assange Locked Up court ruling. What's Penny say about that? Let's just check. Nothing. As True Blue Aussie hands $5 billion to His Most Gracious Majesty's home country to build nuclear killing machines, they must be laughing all the way to the nuclear waste heap. Perhaps something stronger than this has gone on for far too long to our co-mass killing conspirators in London and Washington wouldn't be out of order, like demanding they release him. Or does our very, very, very special relationship only run to killing people, not protecting them? That $5 billion to British shipyards, a down payment on the $38 million a day for 30 years. Focus. They sure do. Apart from its somewhat selective concern for freedom of the press, of speech, the whopping sin did alert us to one serious threat of which otherwise we would have had no knowledge. Thank goodness for Lord Rupert's giant mind economic lackey, expert, Terry Poucan. Socialists declare war on the Reserve Bank, the headline screamed. The war? They are giving the Reserve Bank no choice but to increase interest rates. And that would hurt workers, and well, we know Terry's every concern is for workers. Quote, demanding the Fair Work True Blue Aussie no longer work choices just looks like a con mission. Lock at least 4% into the next minimum wage decision. At least 4%. Wise Terry. The only way to stop prices going through the roof is to allow caring employers carte blanche but freeze the price of labour. Why, it's the socialist thing to do. Former big supremo nuclear hawk himself and the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer Paul and the ACTU working class hero Little Billy killed them knew way back the accord that preventing wage rises was the road to riches for workers. But if we had the slightest doubt about Tessa's, look, I think I know him so well I'll take the liberty, call him Tessa, Tessa's reliability, any doubt was dispelled by no less an expert than the Chamber of Profit spokesperson Andrew McKillar wage rise, who after recovering from apoplexy at the out-of-control ACTU's outrageous 5% wage claim for the lowest of low paid, after the smelling salts had been applied, told her, wages are one of the persistent cost factors businesses are facing. Any wonder he gets paid a squillion? What a deep, original, philosophical revelation. Think about it. Wages are one of the persistent cost factors businesses are facing. It's so profound. Well, yes, Andrew, wages are one of. And apparently the obvious solution is eradicate wages altogether. Reduce wage slavery to unwage slavery. Andrew also wisely noted that a wage rise would cost workers jobs. And workers would much rather have a job and work for peanuts than not have a job. Like Tessa, Andrew asserted a wage rise would send inflation soaring and added that last year's lowest of the low-paid wage rise had been far too high and we need to get the balance right. Caring employers at the top of the seesaw, workers stuck in the mud. And Andrew must have been aghast at the economic ignorance of the ACTU's Sally McManus, who pointed out that since that wage rise, inflation has decreased. Unlike Sally, Tessa and Andrew know that any wage rise this year would be war on the Reserve Losses Bank, inflation run riot, and mass unemployment because, let's repeat the philosophical gem, wages are one of the persistent cost pressures caring employers are facing. One person's wage rise is another person's job. Although Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Rowlands in Wealth says we must have mass unemployment if we are to control inflation, so a wage rise mightn't be such a bad thing. We'll check with Tessa and Andrew on that one. And we have a suspicion Michelle wasn't including her own job, including herself, in that desperate need for mass unemployment. Oh, and the State Energy Ombudsman, Catherine Waltzhausen, real name, reported desperate Victorians unable to pay their soaring power and gas bills are being offered payment plans they also can't afford. Lots of fun disconnections. That'll teach them to be poor, and Tessa and Andrew know that if they get a wage rise, they'll be even worse off. And the Ombudsman also reported heaps of complaints from people drastically slashing their gas use, yet finding their bills still soaring. No problem there, for Tessa and Andrew also know that those soaring prices are not contributing to inflation, but a wage rise for those who can't afford them would be war. And they know it would be even worse if there was such a thing as class war, which they know there isn't. Good to see the churches fighting for what is right, insisting anti-discrimination laws must be rewritten to prevent discrimination against those who love the dear baby Jesus. Yes, what's required? We asked prominent defender of the dear baby, former Senator Erica Betts on the Bosses. The discriminatory anti-discrimination legislation being pushed by the evil socialists must be amended to allow lovers of the dear baby Jesus to discriminate against those who do not love the dear baby Jesus. Sinners, Eric. Sadly, yes, they do the most unnatural things, like love each other. Unnaturally. So anti-discrimination laws must allow you to discriminate. Exactly. The dear baby Jesus demands it. Poor Eric. Finally, the socialists yet again displayed their version of Christian charity by attempting to deny a home to lots more people. Go back to where you came from. There's no room at the inn, which makes it sound a lot more like Christmas than Easter. Thankfully, correcting the imbalance, Tessa and Andrew know salvation lies in crucifying the workers. Good morning.